Yo, what's good? Yo, what is up? Happy Friday, y'all. I'm AJ, and this is the AJ Halfcast. What is this? Episode 16? 17? We're plowing right ahead, yes, and I like that. I like that a lot. Oh man, made it to the end of the week. How do you feel? Yeah. Made it to the end of the week. You felt like you were going to choke that bitch the fuck out on Monday? Well, here you go. You get your check on Friday. You feel a little bit better. You're happy that you didn't. That brings me into something that, because I can only speak for myself, you know what I mean? But I can only assume that, that we're all going through it at some level, at some point, on a day-to-day basis, is don't let anybody corrupt your sanity, you know what I mean? Like, don't let anybody, like, we get people that we come across people that sees that you're like you're happy, I mean you're content, I mean you're just in an overall good mood despite things might not even be going great for you, but you're just dealing with it on a more mature level. I mean yeah, you get people who are, let's say, somewhat miserable. They see the downside in too many things, overthinking things, and are just not genuinely confident in themselves, or happy with themselves, or happy with the position that they may or may not be in. And most of these folks at times will take your peace as you being smug, or as you being uppity or bougie or sedity. No, motherfucker, I'm just content. I'm in a place where me, most of the times, I'm in a place where I'm just focusing. I'm just thinking. My mind is running. So, I don't have time to acknowledge you losing your fucking mind over God knows what. That 9.9 times out of 10 has absolutely nothing to do with me. Or the situation at hand. If you feel me. Know what I mean? But, yeah. Just don't let anybody try to, sabotage your peace. Know what I mean? Don't let anybody try to, try to throw a monkey wrench in your calmness. Know what I mean? Because you're calm. And they're going nuts. No. It doesn't quite work like that. Know what I mean? And for that, take a sip. You know what's fucked up is that I know I owe Verizon money. Files. I got the money. I just don't know how much, but I can never log on to their website. I swear to God, every month I gotta change my I gotta spend at least like an hour. Like, yo, trying to change my password and all that stuff like that. And, like, yo, I swear, yo, like, yo, I got the bread, man. Like, now, if I didn't have it, the bill would be right in front of my face. Like, it'd be in my email. It would probably be in my mailbox. It would probably be written in red and black spray paint on some gang shit on my fucking apartment door. Nah, man, what Martin said, I think that was him that the bill said, don't let me catch you in the streets. Yo, I swear, yo, I just want to know how much it is so I can send off the proper amount, because I'm pretty sure they're not going to send me no change. I mean, they gonna give me some credit, but I wouldn't want God. Yeah, I want to change. Now, very like, Jesus, yo. And when I write, this is a horrible habit. This is a horrible habit. Cause if you see my notebook for the podcast and the half cast, it's like, and every time I forget my password, I write it on a page, whatever page that I'm on in the notebook. So I end up, oh God, it's just like 20 passwords on like 20 pages. Yo, I know, hey man, I'm working on myself, man. Yo, I swear I'm working on myself, yo. Like, yo, I gotta cut that out, man. Like, yo, for real, because, yo, the late charges be like 20, late charge be like 20 bucks. But, to be in all honesty, under the FiOS contract, like, yo, you got like 9 days after the billing date to like straighten that shit the fuck out. Know what I mean? Before they tack on that extra 20 bucks. Know what I mean? So, like, yeah, know what I mean? And that's what I'm trying to avoid. Feel it. Salute. Yeah, man. Like, yo, I'm trying to keep the cost of, I'm trying to keep my bills down. You know what I mean? Like, I live very simple. I really don't live that simple, but I live within my means. You know what I mean? But to be responsible, I do try. Now, I do know. I actually do. I stay on top of, like, my shit. Except for, like, I think I Max, the little stuff. When I stay in the house, I mean, like, I stay in the house a lot, so, you know, you want to have a couple things to watch. I got some stories for y'all. Let's see what's first. Who's up first? Oh, yeah, yo, Woman finds stalker placed GPS tracking device underneath her car. Always. So, I've heard that these things, like, I've heard these things exist like a year or two ago. I just never thought that I would, like, oh man, yo, like, okay, let's just find out how the story plays out. A man in Altoona, Pennsylvania, was arrested for allegedly stalking his ex-girlfriend. Why the exes? First off, why the girlfriends? All right, let's play this right. I mean, first off, why the girlfriends? But mostly, why the exes? I mean, like, why? Like, if she's your ex, or if he's your ex, then it's done. Like, it's done. It's done. Like, I don't know. Unless it's being made known that there is a possible opportunity for you two to reconcile your differences. Know what I mean? Then it's over. I mean, and I'm pretty sure I'm not an expert, but I'm pretty sure a GPS tracking device would most likely obliterate your fucking chances if you had just the slightest in the first place. Yo, he bugged her vehicle with a tracking device and paid for using her debit card, pimping, baby, according to the local news reports. Jesus Christ. After they briefly dated between December 2020 and January 2021, that's not even a fucking, that's hardly a fucking relationship. You can't even call somebody an ex. You can't even call somebody an ex if you dated between 2020, December 2020 and January 2021. Now, I mean, that's not even a fucking relationship. Y'all probably just hooked up a couple times, or y'all probably just went out a couple times. Y'all hung out. That's hardly enough time to decide if you even like a motherfucker like that. Yo, and doing the shit that he was doing, she was probably right to trust her gut. I mean, Matthew McDonald, 46, allegedly continued contacting the victim repeatedly. I mean, he would apparently text her from various phone numbers. Jesus Christ. Stating he was aware of her location and would drive around her workplace. You could lose your job for shit like that, yo. Like, yo, for real. I mean, like, yo, that shit. Because at that point, you're making other coworkers uncomfortable. A motherfucker could lose their job for that shit. I mean, she told police. Now, for the energy that you're putting out, harassing this woman that's just trying to move on to the next phase in her life, couldn't you have just, like, step back, take a look at yourself, figure out, like, yo, was she the right one, or were you just the wrong one? Know what I mean? What did she do, or what didn't you do? Know what I mean? Is it you? Maybe it's you, or it could have just been the child, and there's no synchronicity there. Y'all don't link. Like, yeah, it could have been that. Now, you could have took that time that you were doing all that driving around that woman's job, God, yo, and just did a moral inventory of yourself, which I probably would have did if I really liked the girl and I thought we was clicking and she just dropped me like that. I mean, like, I wouldn't be more or less depressed. I would just be like, I just got to get under the hood and do some fine tuning. I mean, the woman eventually discovered a small GPS device in her car. God, some fucking, oh, that is creepy. She also found out her debit and unemployment cards were being used to make a recurring payment of $40 on Amazon without her permission. The amount charged to the victim was estimated at $600. Yo, at that point, when he texted me, I mean, like, yo, I know where you at. I'm gonna be like, yeah, you know where I'm at. Pull up, know what I mean? Because I want my fucking money. Know what I mean? And once, if you're a bum ass nigga, as soon as you started saying something about money, that's probably how you get rid of them. as soon as you would have said, you owe me $6, you fucking bastard. Know what I mean? He probably would have left you alone forever. Like, yo, SpyTech, the company manufacturing the device, which provides real-time location to its owners, said the item belonged to McDonald, who allegedly used the woman's debit card for payment, according to Fox 8. McDonald allegedly called the victim a snitch. Why am I snitching? You fucking, yo. How am I, yo, we get the term snitch. Very, very, very confused. A snitch is someone when we're both doing dirt together and one of us get caught. And to save your ass, you throw your partner under the bus when you were both equally as guilty. That's a snitch. Know what I mean? Like, when you're doing something nefarious or something kind of like shifty. Know what I mean? But if you're just a law-abiding citizen going on about your day, know what I mean? And you don't want no trouble, know what I mean? And somebody's just stealing from you. Like, and you notify the proper authorities. Like, that's, I don't consider that snitching. I mean, I don't consider that snitching. That's just my opinion. I mean, like, maybe some people agree, some people disagree, but you have a right to disagree. I mean, that's all good. He currently sits in Blair County Prison. Where was the GPS? Oh, they don't say where he put it at. He pleaded guilty to several crimes, including stalking, theft, and prowling at night, which only sounds cool if you're Batman. But after another ex-girlfriend reported similar behavior to police, according to court documents, damn. McDonald subjected the victim, a woman he dated until October 2018, to a campaign of harassment until she discovered a tracking device on her car in November 2019. Wow. Yo, that man was more committed to fucking... Yo, what the hell is wrong? What? Like, that is just like, how do you find the energy? Like, yo, how do you find the energy? I mean, for the time that you were doing those type of things, too, because you think you're being persistent, and in real life, you're just being stone cold creepy. Like, no. Like, yo, pardon me. It's a fine line between being persistent and like being just flat out weird. That man was way past the fucking line. He was just flat out weird. Matt McDonald, goddamn. Yo, if for that, yo, I gotta take a shot for that shit. I'll take a shot. I ain't even gonna take a sip. I'm gonna take a shot. Fuck, man. Yo, homeboy tripping. I mean, yo, it will never get to that for me. Maybe I guess, like, I don't know. Maybe I guess that's just me. I'm detached. I'm detached. I'm ruined. I'm ruined. I mean, like, I might got one or two good kickbacks in me, but after that, nah, I'm tripping. Oh no, it's just. I can't make it make sense. And you know that shit kind of fucks with me when I can't make it make sense. Ooh! I just seen something horrific. But it's not on the show, so you won't have to hear about it tonight. Here we go, already. Gates probe includes scrutiny of potential public corruption tied to medical marijuana industry. Why am I not surprised that somebody got caught, that a politician got caught trying to get his hands in the medical marijuana in the weed industry, trying to get that weed money. Now, I mean, like, why am I not surprised? He's just the first one to get caught. But I'm pretty sure that most of the people that signed off on that shit seen a huge payday coming from like getting big business into it, and not just like local pot growers, and not just your local mom and pop smoke shops. They don't have that in mind. That's what I believe. I really believe that local mom and pop smoke shops don't have in mind. They want to get They want to get the shit franchised, know what I mean, and get it out of the hands of the people in the communities where people smoke a lot of weed. Know what I mean, like, watch out for that. Know what I mean, like, really, like, I think that's something that we really should watch out for, is that you don't want to turn it into a Wendy and like, yeah, you don't want to turn it into a franchise. You don't want to turn it into you don't want to let it be in the hands of a business of the people that you grew up that live right up the street. No, you want it to be something like distant and far away, like McDonald's, where you got a CEO and you got a whole chain of businessmen and when so you politicians get your hands on the shit. Know what I mean? So you can get your hands in the fucking like in the pot. I mean, that's what I really think. That was one of my major things, and I actually voted for that. I mean, for them to legalize marijuana, if only for anything for people to not have like bad marks on their resume and stuff like that, for them to not just like have to lose their job or to be frowned upon when job seeking and going for interviews for having a marijuana, or for just not like having like an arrest charge on their record for just a little bit of bud, know what I mean, or tickets for a little bit of bud, know what I mean, like you're gonna get a ticket or something, know what I mean, you might not do no jail time, you might get a summons, you might get a reprimand. I don't know how it's gonna play out, but this is what I didn't. This is what I was thinking of when I was voting against, like, yo, these motherfuckers are already rubbing their, they're doing the Birdman rub. They're already trying to figure out how they're going to get this shit away from the communities, like, from especially the urban communities where weed smoking and weed, where weed intake is prominent, and make it so they can't own their own shops, but we want to franchise it and turn it into like a fucking McDowell's or something. Yeah. I'll be like, watch out. Federal authorities are looking into whether a 2018 trip to the Bahamas involving Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz and several young women was part of an orchestrated effort to illegally influence Gaetz in the area of medical marijuana. People brief on the matter told CNN. Prosecutors with the Justice Department's Integrity Section are examining whether Gaetz took gifts, including travel and paid escorts and hand jobs, and yes, yes, woo me, because I am the gatekeeper. I mean, like, nah, I added in the hand job part, but we know, like, .. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, in exchange for political favors, the sources said, as part of an ongoing probe, investigators are examining whether he engaged in a relationship with a girl that began when she was 17. Oh, wow. And pursuing evidence of public corruption, sources tell that investigators are also scrutinizing Gaetz's connection to medical marijuana, both in terms of legislation he sponsored and his connections to people involved in the industry searching for so-called pay-to-play arrangements. How about that? So he's just living a life, bruh, like, yo, like, oh my God, to be a politician. A day in the life of a politician, you know? You get yourself a young girl, you party hard, know what I mean? You take bribes, you take favors, you travel all over the world on the taxpayer's dime, you know? I can't imagine. Wow. cut checks. You don't even cut checks. You don't even sign your name. You just put Biden. Put your name, you don't put text, and just address it to the fucking White House. The U.S. Treasury. Jesus Christ. Oh my God, yo. Okay. Let's be adults. Because this is fucked up. We are trapped here. A Mexican town isolated by cartel terror. And I'll tell y'all about this cartel shit, this motherfucking official, because I watch Narcos. Know what I mean? I watch El Señor, El Cielos, know what I mean? And fucking, the Pablo Escobar, know what I mean? Del Mal, the father, with my Spanish has gotten horrible since I stopped studying. Jeez. I mean, I'm sorry, Spanish people. I love you, man. I mean, and that's something de los cielos. Something like that. Yeah. Yo, these cartels have money. They have money. They have money for guns. They have money to buy bigger guns from us than we have, and we have the guns. They have money to buy guns from any country. I mean, they have money to buy heavy artillery from any country that'll sell it to them just so they can fuck us up. I mean, like, you gotta understand the scope of this, how big this industry is, like, how big that industry is. Like, yeah, like, the industry is so big that even we have to play in the same game that we have to fight against. Like, that's how big it is, right? It's almost unimaginable to scope. Know what I mean? Like, yo, they are, they're kidnapping people. They're kidnapping people. They're kidnapping, they're killing families. Know what I mean? Like, yo, look, listen, peep game. You know, the town of Aguililla, yeah, that was a good first try, because there won't be a second one. Situated deep in one of the Mexico's most lawless regions, made news this month when 8 headless bodies were dumped there. This is what they do. They want to let it be known like that. Yo, we run this shit around here. Like, I mean, to the people, to the cops, to the politicians, and to other cartels, they wanted that statement be known that, yo, this is our shit. I mean, like, yeah. Like, yo, y'all think this shit is a game. I mean, like, 3 weeks later, it is at war. Hardly anybody enters or leaves, at least not without the permission of rival gangs that have blocked the roads. Wow. In telephone interviews and in social media postings, trapped residents describe a community living in terror of armed thugs who stroll the streets and shoot at one another. Some shops remain open, residents said, but the food supply is dwindling and there is no access to hospitals. They got the shit on smash. Like, yo, they're so heavily armed. Like, it's like, are the police like, yo, so what the fuck, do we go in? Or do they pay us too much to go in? Yeah, it's that type of motherfucking deal going on over there. That's why it's so fucking interesting. I mean, if the groups want to keep fighting amongst themselves, that's their problem, said Father Gilberto Velgara, the parish priest. But this situation is what's suffocating us. The priest has publicly called on the gangs to let townsfolk travel to the nearest city, Apatzingan, a 2-hour drive northeast, for food, medical care, gasoline, and to be able to sell their produce and capital. Like, yo, let us leave the city and y'all can fucking just kill yourselves over this shit. I mean, like, wow. Wow. Yo, I'm telling you, man, the fucking cartels don't play. Like, yo, they really do not. And it was, I am not looking up anything right now. Because that Verizon Fios shit just wiped me out. It took me out. I mean, but, what it is that, Texas is, and, groups like, Operation Lone Star and that bullshit, they think they're gonna, like, I don't even think they could get nearly a fraction of the percentage of the funding that they need or the manpower to battle these cartels on the Texas border. Especially when it's a large ideology that still to this day, even though Texas has been, part of the United States for X amount of years, that it still belongs to Mexico. I mean, like, so, like, I mean, like, yeah, like, it could be part of that ideology that's kind of backing that shit, too, but I know it's more about, like, yo, it's fucking money, and it's fucking respect, and it's about, like, yeah, like, yo, how many times we hear that they're just leaving heads along the fucking highways? I mean, like, yeah, it's just a fascinating story to see how it, like, turns out. Like, I mean, because we're over there, we're over somewhere overseas fighting a war when there's a war, like, just, like, right south from us. Like, in a part of the world that's directly connected to us. I mean, like, I don't get it. I mean, but, okay. Moving along. Yo, those motherfuckers are ruthless. Yeah, you think it's a fucking game. I told you about that, I think it was a gym teacher. Who thought he was there, who thought he thought shit was sweet, and they lit his ass up. I mean, like, shit don't be sweet, man. Like, it don't even be about the money. 9.9 times out of 10, it's not about the money. Because they got money. I mean, like, it's about the respect. It's about fear, and it's about control. I mean, like, that's what it's about. I mean, Nicole Schlesinger is not a focal point in any of my stories today, but when she was first coming out on a Pussycat Doll, she looked kind of good. I might have had a crush on her. I don't know, but I just thought she always looked good on the show. Transformations of these stars. Wow. But that's not part of the show because I don't do entertainment. If you are interested in entertainment, please see TMZ or whatever other, whatever. I don't know. We don't sell that here. I mean, we sell alternate. We sell alternate stories, niche stories. I don't know what I sell, but I just know it's different from whatever everybody else got. When I said this before, but when my coworker asked me, he said you should do a podcast. No, fuck out of here. I mean, like, what the fuck am I gonna talk about? I mean, and, if you listen to episode one, that was pure, oh god. But from one all the way to here, I think I've found somewhat of a clearer path that I don't want to do stories that these 24-hour media markets run, like, all day round. They just run the same stories over and over and over and over again. Nah, man, no. I thought it would be cool to just, like, pick a handful of stories that interest me. Nah, man, and give just my take on it. Whether you agree or not, it's something different. Nah, man, it's just something different. Nah, man, sometimes it's funny. Nah, man, sometimes it's just like, sometimes it's just a different take. Sometimes it's just a different way to look at that shit. Nah, man, so, yo, now this shit right here, nah, man, yo. A New Hampshire explosion was triggered by a gender reveal party, police say. Another, peep gay, another gender reveal party turned dangerous, this time in New Hampshire, with an explosion that shook nearby homes. What the fuck baby are they having, a fucking Pikachu? What are they having, a Charmander? Know what I mean? Like, god damn. What the fuck are they having? The party goers detonated around 80 pounds of explosives? Why? That's a lot. Kingston police said in a statement, they used an explosive called Tannerite, a target used for firearms practice that also comes in a gender reveal variety. Why are they selling that shit? I mean, like, why? What happened to the balloons with the confetti? Like, I don't know. I guess that's just, I don't know. Like, I guess the balloons with the confetti are a little bit harder to clean up if you got a permit for a park, then the shit got to be all cleaned up before a certain time. I don't know. Or you lose your deposit. I don't know. After Kingston police arrived Tuesday, they said the partygoers admitted the explosion has been a part of a gender reveal party. What are they having? This is what I want to know. What are they having? A Godzilla? Now, I mean, the gender reveal party, and later told a detective that they chosen the quarry because they felt it was a safe location to detonate the explosives. The detonation triggered tremors that, triggered the tremors that some neighbors who live near the quarry believe came from an earthquake. Yo, what the fuck? The explosion caused crew. One woman told CNN affiliate the explosion caused cracks in her home's foundation. Okay. What do you want, lady? All right? All right. Make the check out. Send the bill to Matt Getz. Send the bill to Matt Getz, and he'll send you a couple grand in weed money. Jesus Christ. Paid for by the White House / U.S. Treasury. Jesus Christ. Another neighbor called the explosion absolutely over the top, ridiculous, and I think that describes this, that describes that perfectly. Over the top, ridiculous. 80 pounds? Like, how the fuck? But see, because we can't get that shit in New Jersey, you know what I mean? And believe me, I've searched, because I'm a fireworks guy, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, we can't get, if you want to get, they sell firecrackers. Like, yo, we could get sparklers, we could get, like, the light up shit and everything and all that, but, like, M80s, cherry bombs, firecrackers, you know what I mean? Like, quarter sticks of dynamite, fucking, like, yo, we can't get that shit over here, they banned it. Know what I mean? Like, but if you go over to, we gotta go to PA. And I think if you get caught bringing it back over here to New Jersey, they smack you with a hefty ass ticket. But yeah, these other states, they can get that shit because they're fucking, they with it. It's just dynamite, man. Like, yo, so what the fuck, what's the worst that can happen? You fucking blow up a few. Some lady's house falls into a sinkhole because you detonated 80 pounds of fucking dynamite for your gender reveal. I mean, they thought somebody was mining for gold. Yo, I'm not upset because I have chalk or confetti. I'm not upset because I have chalk or confetti blown in my way, Sarah Taglieri told CNN. I mean, it was an explosion that rocked my house, my neighbors, my community, and my town. Okay, how much did it? Yeah. The Tannerite gender reveal contains 1 pound of explosive material combined with a blue or pink powder, according to his website. See? That's where you fucked up recipe at. I mean, like, Tannerite falls under the same federal laws as black powder and all other explosives that are exempt from, that are exempt for sporting purposes from the federal regulations of commercial explosives in their unmixed form. The person who purchased and detonated, yo, they were supposed to have a professional detonator. Did they do that? I mean, because that means a lot. I mean, the person who purchased and detonated the explosive turned himself in, according to, officials are still determining a professional, if a professional would have rigged it up, it would have been like, it probably would have scared some people, but it probably wouldn't have did that much damage. Based on the color powder released in the explosion, the party goers will soon celebrate the birth of a boy. Cool shit. For that, I'll take a shot. Bullshit. I mean, I'm pretty sure that wasn't on purpose, but there's like, yo, well, if we're gonna do it, we're gonna do it big. Ooh, a motherfucking crater is in the side of somebody's motherfucking property. On some grown ass Dennis the Menace shit. Can you see a motherfucker lighting a fuse and hauling ass for free shit? He's sitting like, okay. and just did like a 3-2 and a 40 to get away from that shit. Did like a 3-2 40 yard dash to get the fuck away from that shit before it went up. Like, yo, congratulations though. Cool shit. I mean, cool shit. Next story. Where am I at on time? 43 minutes. Yeah, because, yo, and I don't mind time, know what I mean? But I like to know if I'm being, like, efficient, know what I mean? Or, I think I did, like, a little bit over an hour last night. Like, I don't mind. I don't mind. I'll do an hour every night. I got an hour in me every night. I mean, like, yeah, I could do shit. I could do two. I mean, but, like, yeah. I mean, I can do two. I mean, but I'm not going to do two. See, this is how shit gets started. Now, I mean, this is how shit gets started. Because, yo, first, I was like, well, you know what? I'll just drop a podcast like once a week. I'll give it a shot. Yeah. Hey, I like it. I mean, like, I drop a podcast every week. I mean, then I shied away from it a little bit, and I was like, yo, like, man, I'm tired, man. Once every other week. I mean, one every other week. I mean, twice a month. Yeah, y'all do it. Yeah, I mean, then I was like, you know what? I got some shit I gotta get the fuck off my chest. I mean, I was back there every week. I mean, and then after, yeah, and then I just turned the switch and was like, yo, I can do this shit. I'm about to do this shit every night. I'm about to go hard. Now, I mean, like, yeah, this is the therapy. This is fucking therapy. Now, I mean, and now here I am every night, all up in y'all motherfucking earphones. Earbuds, if you at work, I mean, if you at work, I mean, I hope y'all having a good night. I mean, if you at work right now, especially right now, 11:25, what is that, graveyard shift? I worked that shift before. I know how it gets. I mean, I know how it gets. I mean, yeah. No? I mean, next up. Yo, this is, if you listened to the show last night, now I mean, and the show was titled, Telling on Yourself on Social Media. And, there was a part that I told y'all about, that these agencies, the people that listen, and even the owners, the staff of the owners, of these platforms themselves, they have, it's called, the government agencies call it chatter. I mean, like, let's start from there. Chatter is whatever you put out there, like chicks be like, yo, I want my titty sucked. That's fucking chatter. They're not paying attention to that. I mean, like, but it still goes in there. Oh, it goes in, it's in there. It's transcribed. I don't know if it's transcribed or whatever, but it goes to, if you listen to the show last night, it goes into an algorithm. I mean, and everything that is tweeted or everything, every piece of media that is posted, to these sites, go through an algorithm. I mean, and these algorithms, They search for pings. They search for things that might ping, like potential domestic potential like violence, or like potential like drugs, guns, like and crimes. Now I mean, but yeah, definitely terrorism. Now I mean, they look for that too. Now I mean, they're not paying attention to all of your tweets, but they're looking for certain criteria that they might need to follow up and investigate on that might be conducive to something of a crime. Like, yes, I mean, that's called reading algorithms. Now, I mean, and I called it because today this article came up about from Politico. It says, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter execs to testify at Senate hearing on algorithms. Right. Okay. I mean, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter executives are slated to testify at a Senate judiciary hearing on algorithmic amplification next week. According to congressional aides, setting up a marquee session on a practice that's facing mounting scrutiny from Democrats on Capitol Hill. Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter executives are slated to testify at a Senate judiciary hearing on algorithmic amplification next week. I guess they want to amplify the algorithms. According to congressional aides, setting up a marquee session on a practice that's facing mounting scrutiny from Democrats on Capitol Hill. Let's see what they're beefing about. Let's see if we can find out what they're beefing about. Let's see if we can find out if I knew if anything that I told y'all is anything fucking right. Why algorithms? Okay. Because I'm going to skip the whole who's who. Like, they got a whole, like, panel of, like, I don't know. Maybe, okay. Who's on tap? All right, I'll let y'all, I'll do it. I mean, fuck it, I'll do it. Because it's important to know who's, who has the answer to these politicians, or who's been put in place to answer to these politicians. Monica Bickert, Vice President of Content Policy at Facebook. Like, mind you, their job titles, their job positions, okay? Monica Bickert, Vice Position of Content Policy at Facebook. Alexandra Veitch, Public Policy Lead for the Americas at YouTube. And Laura Culbertson, Head of U.S. Public Policy at Twitter, will appear Tuesday before the panel's Privacy and Technology Subcommittee, said the aides. They'll testify on a panel alongside two outside experts, Tristan Harris, a former Google design ethicist who has become a vocal critic of industry giants, in which that sounds like, yeah, that don't sound right. That sounds like he moved to a position from a position that he wasn't supposed to move. Yeah, like, I don't know. That's for a later podcast. And Joan Donovan, a leading scholar on misinformation and research director of Shorenstein Center on Media. So they have a whole team of people deciding on what will qualify as information. And when you say information, like usable information, intelligible information, that's what I should say. Intelligible information, intelligence. Democratic lawmaker, why algorithms? Okay. Democratic lawmakers are sounding the alarm about how digital platforms' algorithms can contribute to the spread of misinformation, hate speech, and extremist content by boosting the visibility of harmful material to users. Senator Chris Coons, chair of the subcommittee hosting the hearing, told Politico that he plans to make social media and algorithmic accountability a top issue for his panel this Congress. Now, man, so you want everything to be monitored. Like, you want everything to be more heavily monitored. That's what I'm taking for that. Social media platforms use algorithms that shape what billions of people read, watch, and think every day. But we know very little about how these systems operate and how they're affecting our society. Coons told Politico on Friday. All right. Increasingly, we're hearing that these algorithms are amplifying misinformation, feeding political polarization, and making us more distracted and isolating. You know, people are giving their fucking opinions. And if the shit don't lean your way, you want to know about it so you can fucking, like, try to, I don't know. That's just fucking weird. It just sounds like they're trying to get a hold of a way of our freedom of speech. Misinformation, okay. That's your way in. I mean, like, it makes sense. I get it. I mean, but you just want to just, like, You want it to be more under control. I mean, but not under control in a good way. You want it to be more regulated, more government regulated. I mean, like, they're already playing ball by letting you, like, have access to people's accounts in the events of, like, when crimes commit, or when, like, something potentially might happen as like something like, yeah, they're already playing ball. Know what I mean? So they wipe that type of privacy off the map. I mean, what more do you want? Like, it's never a fuck enough. Man, what more do you want? No tech CEOs this time. Cohn said in March he is very likely to call tech executives, including the CEOs of Twitter and Facebook, to testify on the topic. But the upcoming session will feature testimony from executives overseeing the company's content policies instead. Come on, man. Come on, man. I don't know. Like, we deserve to be able to, we're supposed to be able to have platforms now in this internet age where we could post whatever the hell we want. Know what I mean? But of course, like, for safety, know what I mean? Like, you would like it to be monitored. Know what I mean? I guess it's just a real slippery slope. It's a real slippery slope. I mean, because it could easily, like, and these, these execs, like, Twitter, and I know for sure Twitter, because they wanted to get some type of some information, and they ended up playing ball anyway, but initially they told somebody to pretty much go fuck themselves. I mean, but eventually they ended up playing ball anyway. I mean, so they want to, the people that run these companies don't want their platforms to be used for people to spread, like, hate and misinformation and, like, possible, like, warnings of terrorist attacks. I mean, but they also want it to be a platform where people can share artistic creativity. I mean, and they could connect with one another. And where they could connect with one another all across the world. I mean, that's what it's really, really, really meant for, to be at a pure level. I mean, so it's like, what do you do? I mean, that's a hard question. What do you do? I mean, for that, I'll take a sip. Salud. Can't shut everybody down. You can't, I don't know, you can't put everybody under the glass, because, like, I don't know, maybe you can. Shit, if you ain't got shit to worry about, you tweet what the fuck you want. If you feel like you're about to go do something that might involve harming some people, then, like, I mean, maybe your ass shouldn't be on social media. I mean, like, the pipe bomber, the dud pipe bomber that I clowned last night. That was fun. That was fun. Like, yeah, that really got the blood pumping. The pipe bomber, he posted something on, I believe it was Facebook, like, Trump, you failed to protect your country. Then went on to detonate a pipe bomb that did nothing but just blood, that just scratched his stomach and fucked up his shirt. He had a Christmas tree light bulb in it. And it's only funny because nobody really got hurt. I mean, like, and instead of him dying and going to heaven with his 72 virgins, he going to life. He going to jail for life with about 72 lifers that's not virgins. But in some way, he is. Don't you see the irony in that, people? Don't you see the damn irony? Okay. Moving on. And I think that is just stupid. Like, I mean, like, be careful. I don't know. Like, yo, here we go. Here we go, baby. I mean, like, we take it back to Florida. I mean, no butt shots this time. Archbishop of sham church behind deadly coronavirus cure grift hit with a new indictment, Department of Justice. And all I think about are two things. I think about don't be a menace when the preacher was like, yo, get the collection plate around, man. He had a toothpick and he was all decked out, like, yeah, get the collection plate around. And he gave that fucking smile. That shit was funny as hell. You know what I mean? I get that, and I get that goddamn infomercial that we've seen so many times about Peter Popoff and his goddamn miracle water. And all these people, all these commercials, and it's always black folks. It's all black folks that, and they teeth be jacked. Like they just smoke meth. Know what I mean? Like they smoke the water. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, I put the water on my mouth. And, and $10,000 worth of dental work fell out. Thanks, Dr. Popoff. Thanks, Preacher Popoff. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, yo, if you ever seen those commercials that come on late at night about Peter Popoff selling some miracle water, know what I mean? And all he has is a bunch of people talking about, yeah, I got my miracle water and I rubbed it on my feet. And the next day, I had $10,000 in my bank account, and somebody gave me a brand new car. Like, yeah, like, yo, it's just way over the top. Like, it's just way over the top. Like, miracle water, bro. For real. Like, really. I mean, like, come on, man. Like, I mean, see, there's always a copycat. I mean, let's find out how he, the miracle water is nothing but that old wrinkled man's fucking bath water that he put in a goddamn bag. A bag that he emptied out that probably had carnival goldfish in it. Jesus Christ. Yo, people can't really, yo, but I guess it's just like, it's a placebo effect. Like the power of positive thinking. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe, or maybe they were just paid actors. Trying to push his water out there. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, you rub your water on your goddamn belly. And you fuck around and get pregnant. And get pregnant with a wrinkly old white baby. So with Benjamin Button. You have a fucking Benjamin Button. I mean, like, yeah, okay. Let's be adult. A Florida man that has for years allegedly used a sham church to peddle a toxic cleaning solution as a miracle cure for everything from cancer to COVID-19. Has been indicted on fraud and criminal contempt charges in addition to the ones levied against them last year. Restoring health to the word Genesis. They got the picture. Oh my God, I gotta snap this picture. I'm gonna put this up on my Twitter page. I mean, like, yo, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Jeez Louise, man, like. Yo, why? The scams. Alright, I just put that shit on. Yo, Mark Grennan and his three sons, Jonathan, Jordan, and Joseph. Oh my God. Faced up to life beat. Well, I can't say nothing about Jonathan, Jordan, and Joseph because like everybody from my name on down, like my son, my brother and his kids, and my sister and her children, they all their names start with A. So what can I really say? May Jonathan, Jordan, and Joseph face up to life behind bars after a federal grand jury indicted them on Friday for the years-long scam that prosecutors say they've been running out of a non-religious church established solely to evade oversight and regulations. First hit with the charge in July 2020, landed two of them in custody. Then they was locking motherfuckers up for this shit. Like Mark McGrennan, the church's so-called archbishop, man, and Joseph, the fleet of Columbia. Yeah, this is like some mob shit. Like, yeah. Like the fucking church cartel. Oh, shit. The latest indictment ups the maximum. How much did they make if they was running for this long? Okay, I'm impatient. Shit, I'll be wanting to know. Man, the latest indictment ups the maximum sentence they may face on conviction. I mean, the two who did not manage to escape the country, Jonathan and Jordan, are due to be arraigned on Monday in federal magistrate court in Miami. As at the center of the grift is the miracle mineral solution. The family is dubbed the sacrament. God, what was in this shit? The church, the Grinnan family allegedly pushed a toxic liquid on vulnerable groups. Yup, if you're stupid enough, either you're sheep or you're the wolf. Telling the parents of autistic children, oh no, and women with breast cancer, that the solution, a dangerous industrial cleaner solution, will heal them. What? The Grinnans have sold tens of thousands of bottles of the miracle mineral solution to people nationwide. Prosecutors say a search of Jonathan Grinnan's home at the time of his arrest revealed that MMS was being manufactured in a backyard shed. Almost 10,000 pounds of sodium chloride powder was found on the premises, along with several loaded firearms. Yo, they were a cult. That's some cult shit. Including a pump action shotgun hitting inside a violin case. And some desperado shit. This is the making of a goddamn movie. What the fuck is sodium chloride? Let's find out. How fast can you type? What the fuck is that? That's not it. I mean, like, 10,000 pounds of sodium chloride. I don't know if they meant sodium chloride, which is like, I don't know, what is that, like fucking saline or something? I mean, like, yo. Oh, shit. According to the Food and Drug Administration, drinking MMS is no different than, and they was suggesting that you fucking drink it. I mean, like, what the fuck? They said it's no different than swigging bleach. The FDA issued a warning against ingesting the chemical. Received reports of people requiring hospitalizations, developing life-threatening conditions, and even dying. They got bodies. That's a body right there. If anybody die after you sell them that shit. I mean, oh yeah. No wonder you in Colombia. God damn, yo. Like, wow. Yo, don't fall for it, man. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, baby. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. I mean, just don't drink the Kool-Aid. An ABC News investigation in 2016 caught Mark Grinnan giving a sermon to people on the solution at a conference where attendees were charged $450 just to get in the door. So not only were they charging you for the fucking solution, I mean, they charging you just to like come in and hear him talk about The motherfucking solution. God damn. Yo, people, man. Oh, man. Don't be a sheep. That's all I can tell you. Don't be a sheep. God, yo. Yo, and I'm not laughing at the people that got hurt. Now, I mean, like, that's not funny. That shit ain't even funny. It's not funny at all. But it's the whole fucking, like, you can't. If I told you this story, if I didn't just read you this story, like, it's straight out of a movie, man. Like, it's out of a sitcom. Really, it's not even a movie. It's out of a sitcom. Like, I don't know, man. Wow. Let's get this shit off my page, man. They still looking for the motherfuckers. I don't want them to think that I got some. I don't want the algorithm to think that I know who they is and that I might be in touch with them. Know what I mean? The amplification of the algorithm. Know what I mean? So you can, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. Yo. I'm going to take my last shot because this is my last story. It's a doozy. It's been fun. Oh, I always get into it. Oh, I always get into these half casts. I always get into it. I told y'all, that's how I relax. I sleep like a baby. Woo-wee. I sleep good because after I'm done with this, I don't just drop it right away. Like, I have to, like, search for, like background noise, and I have to, like, save it, clean it up, and, like, I have to publish it to Anchor, and, like, so it'd be, like, first, and then, like, the whole time, if I do an hour, then I'm gonna listen to damn near the whole hour before I decide, like, if this is, you know, it's just, oh my God. Oh my God. Ugh. But, yeah. Yeah. Salute. Let's do it. Florida men, and are these the same people? Oh yeah, this is the same story. Oh, that's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. So, yeah, it was the same story, just on a different motherfucking platform. My bad. That's my fault. I mean, like, because, yeah, that's my fault. Yeah, that's my motherfucker. God damn. Yo, because they was, oh, shit. Hey, hey, play some filler, Jimmy. I wish I could play, like, a piano something or something like that. That shit would be funny as hell. That would be, like, yeah, hell yeah, that shit would be funny. Yo, like, yeah, I wish I could. Now, I mean, when I find out how to work this goddamn shit, then maybe I will. Now, I mean, but other than that, now, I mean, with that being said, damn, I ain't know that was right. See, yo, I could fuck up too, man. Nobody's perfect, baby. Don't hold it to me, man. Like, if I was perfect, I would reach up. Bring the stars down to you, baby. I mean, like, you make me feel so perfect. Man, you make me want to be perfect. No? Yo, if you fucks with the show, I've been working on my gaslighting techniques. Yo, if you fucks with the show, fuck it. And I'm not supposed to be. It's supposed to be the half cast. It's supposed to be a little bit like low key, like down loud. Well, fuck that. I mean, it's Friday. Fuck now. It's fucking Saturday. Nah, it's almost Saturday. Yo, if you fucks with the half cast, yo, holla at me on Twitter. I mean, R-Y-E-Z. No, that's not right. Yes, it is. Hold up. R-Y-E-Z-N-S-H-Y-N-E. Rise and shine. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, if you, like, yo, I'm not really on. If you on the gram, you reach out to me, I'll reach out to you. I mean, if you, like, yeah, if you got any content that you might want to, like, share with me, I'll share content with you, whatever. I mean, it's all good. I mean, yo, I'm with, I'll retweet your shit all day. Like, yo, I'll post your shit, I'll follow your shit all day. I mean, the shit is cool by me, man. If you're on Facebook, just hit me, Avery Johnson, man. Like, yeah, like, yo, don't drink the bleach. I mean, wear your mask and don't drink the bleach, baby. I mean, like, yo, I will holler at y'all tomorrow. I mean, yeah. Love you guys. Peace.